General Bolduc slams Joe Biden's plan to end all oil drilling if Democrat Maggie Hassan gets re-elected. By Wendell Hussebo on November 7, 2022. General Don Bolduc, R., on Sunday slammed President Joe Biden and Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan's DNH game plan to shut down all oil drilling if Hassan gets re-elected. While Granite Staters are choosing between heating and eating, at Joe Biden told the country the game plan, if it's Senator Hassan and a Dem Congress is sent back to D.C., they will shut down all drilling, General Bolduc wrote in a tweet. The worst part? Maggie has known the plan all along, and she must be defeated on Tuesday, he added. General Bolduc's comments came after Biden stated Sunday he would not allow any new drilling in the United States. No more drilling. There is no more drilling, Biden told a global warming activist in New York. I haven't formed any new drilling. The activist replied to Biden that offshore drilling in the Antarctic and in the Gulf of Mexico is ongoing. That was before I was president, Biden responded. We're trying to work on that, get that done. Much of the inflation has been driven by an energy crisis fueled by Biden's war on American energy. In 2020, then-candidate Joe Biden vowed to wage a war on the American oil industry by terminating subsidies and drilling feasibility. He has made good on his promise. In Biden's second year in office, the administration has driven up private and public financing costs of oil drilling, halted drilling on public land, and canceled the Keystone Pipeline. Hassan has also voted many times against energy independence. In 2021, she voted three times against legislation to prohibit a ban on fracking. In 2021, Hassan voted four times against advancing the Keystone XL pipeline, killing about 11,000 American energy jobs in the process. Additionally, she voted against Senator John Barrasso's RY measure to increase domestic oil production and reduce gas prices. It should be noted that while Hassan has condemned the fossil fuel industry, she reportedly holds substantial investments in it. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.